on ruins. And this is for my friend Zach Wallard, who's a painting, and so some of the imagery in the paint in the poem kind of comes from his paintings, which is sort of irrelevant since they're not here and you can't look at them, and I doubt anybody here has seen them, but I like them, so you know, I don't want to lie and say I came up with some of this stuff. On ruins. And when my ship comes apart, let it dog your ambling retreat with choices of respite. Love as we release it is no less genuine than rabid dogging chicken on a darkened lawn. Even if I can't distinguish a burning sky from some breath-blown freeze a time-warped zephyr inflicts on my grill. I take everything given to me to see personally, and what's brokered out of sight in fear of unscripted feeling leads me like a trail of gunpowder under any show-light door of supreme professional quality. Yes, they are coming. Yes, it's all aflame. Yes, we radiate from way back here, oars and pins and hoo-ha in tow, party-colored garbage at dock. You're not going to choose this set of flame all your mind, are you, son? No. Angle and voice lining up to be shot down is what we like. You don't know that base of pain, but I know run down, as in on the Ave. Don't turn off the screaming song, even if history's hemorrhaged frame demands another figure in motion. I can collapse and regenerate as I please, all disembodied and shit. The shores are not our enemies. It's an inner unlikeliness that leads me to joy, and it's your heart-robed disaster at sea that clings to ease, quietly getting the fuck away from me.